This is
Leroy,
Mike,
Carmen,
Derek
of Dog Drive Mantis from Mississauga.
And you are listening to the SMK,
the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
That's CFRU.
At CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at
CFRU.ca.
Okay, I'm ready. As ready as I'll ever be. As I'll ever be. As I'll ever be. As I'll ever be.
Jesus Christ!
Welcome back to the birthday special of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope here on CFRU 93.3 FM and through the web on CFRU.ca. I'm joined by special guest and wonderful guy, Kyle Bodie.
Hey.
Here talking about his Barry Wall project and just helping me celebrate this wonderful
wonderful occasion, really.
Yeah. We just heard two tracks by a band that we actually both know of, Ned Flanders.
Classic.
Yeah, definitely now, like...
Damn sexy Flanders.
Yeah, with Jesse Dillon of Three Nines, Compact Cassettes, and Brent of Animatist, which we played first in the first hour. With it's off the Father Body's Ned Flanders split tape from last year, I believe. I believe it's that. And we heard Little Hand. That was the more rocking one. And then we heard some great calming work there on Basement State of Mind. Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, I love the Basement State of Mind, too. Been to many basement shows with those fellas. It's a great time over there in Waterloo. They know how to get things done, you know.
I think a whole, almost all of it is pretty much done by Dylan. He's the one who's running the show there.
He seems to be the overseer over there.
Yeah.
The Waterloo overseer. Yeah, he's got it under control. Absolutely love what he's doing over there. Love it. So many things, too, and we haven't even played Mouthfeel, you know, the band that's playing on the 20th.
Oh, yeah, Mouthfeel. Well, that's Dylan's, one of Dylan's new many bands that he plays in. they're actually releasing their, I guess it would be, I think it's an EP that they're releasing.
On June 20th.
Is it June
20th? I don't know.
I thought you were stating it there.
I'm not the overseer. I'm just the humble... Humble worker bee.
Actually, I thought it was in the next few days as well. But we can double check maybe as we play some songs. Yeah. Or we can even play Mouthfeel. I'm up for that.
Sold.
Yeah, so actually I'll have to... Or no, actually I have it on my computer here. Yeah, Mouthfeel is Dylan's new electro dance punk band.
It reminds me of like Holy F for I can't say what it's called, but yes, they remind me of that really cool band from Canada as well that just goes in there and makes you dance and doesn't really talk. I like that.
Yeah, it's I'm really impressed with the song that they have currently right now called Ginny. It's going to be on, I think, the EP called Demonstration 1. Which will be through Dylan's Three Nines Compact Cassettes.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to collect my own cassette collection myself.
Oh, no way.
Are you a cassette collector yourself, Kyle?
You know, I got a few. I'm not going to say I'm a collector, but I have a thing that plays cassettes at my house. It's kind of very childlike, and it feels like I should be working out if I'm 8 years old, but... I can play the cassettes. I have the ability, yeah.
Well, that's one step up for you compared to me. I don't even have anything to play mine on.
Oh, I got U2 Under a Blood Red Sky live. We're going to need that on tape. That's a tape-only special. You're going to need that.
Oh, really?
The tape power for that pure U2 sound.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Mouthfeel is going to be playing with Kyle as Barry Wall with G. Michael Thomas and Toronto Navi. The coming Thursday, June 20th at the NAF Club. I think all these acts are going to be really exciting to watch and hope, yeah.
It better be.
No, you'll do great.
Oh, I know.
You'll do awesome.
Oh, I know that.
I believe in you. Yeah, so here's a Mouthfeel with Ginny off their upcoming album, Demonstration 1, here on CFRU 93.3 FM.
when it climbs too high, Gardner cuts it down. Blossoms fall and make no sound.
That was Clara Ungel with actually one of my favorite tracks off of their new album, Mayfly Day, off the new album Where a City Once Drowned, the Bethlehem Tapes Volume 2. And actually, I was telling Kyle just as we were listening that after his show, the next day will be when I present a Clara Ungel into Guelph on the Golden Bus. I think we're almost ready to put out the Facebook event, but I can also say right now that or I've already said it before, that we actually, I'm not sure where the Golden Bus will be, but if you are, any of you listeners are interested in coming out on Friday, June 21st, Friday, June 21st, which is the summer solstice, you can contact either me, Nicholas Cooper, the Sentinels Marvelous Kaleidoscope Concert Curation on Facebook at SMK Concert Cura, Jenny Mitchell, who I'm really grateful for her to help me organize bringing Clara to Guelph, or the Golden Bus Stop, which is the name on Facebook, which is, so it's $10 for a golden ticket. And the show will start at 7 p.m. sharp on that day. Yeah.
Sounds pretty epic.
Yeah.
Sounds very epic. The show on a bus, only 20 people. It's exclusive.
Oh, yes. It's a very limited space. So get claim your ticket as soon as you can.
Sounds pretty awesome. Are you ready for another track? That's the question.
Or I'm thinking should we talk a little bit more about something related to you?
Sure. What would you like to talk about, Nicholas?
I don't know. Are you ready for summer?
Yeah. Actually, I'm very ready for summer. I'm like a lizard. I cannot deal with the cold very well, and I didn't really go outside much until like a couple weeks ago when the sun started to poke out a little bit. Mostly just locked inside like Dracula all winter, or so my roommates called me. And just mercilessly
dragged you out.
Yeah,
to do stuff.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to find the motivation when there's a beautiful computer and a MIDI controller and guitars strewn across the bed.
And making amazing music.
Yeah. Well, amazing is debatable, but I think it's amazing. That's all that matters.
Actually, I just thought of something. For these songs that you've composed as Barry Wall, is there any themes or what do you usually write about in your songs?
I guess I write about like the same stuff that has just always been written about a million times, Neil Diamond style, just like the classic romance or whatever you want to call it, like just trying to figure out how to like love or like be loved or like all that stuff in a very like open like sort of way, just kind of like brainstorming out loud like thoughts and emotions to like try and figure out or like help progress humanity, which is a bit ridiculous in itself, but like I just try to write about love and stuff and try to be as honest as possible, because at the end of the day you can never get bored of writing about that stuff, and you know,
like, then everyone has their own different interpretations.
Yeah, falling in love never gets boring too. It's always good every single time, and you know, there's always something new. And just because, you know, Frank Sinatra might have figured it out or like figured out how to sing about it doesn't mean that there's not more stuff to write about. And I don't know, most of the songs on the album are more or less about like not exactly like I miss you, but like they're just like strange perspectives on like a very over talked about subject, basically.
More thought out.
Trying anyway. I'm just trying, man.
Well, figuring out what this crazy world's about.
Yeah, what is this crazy world all about? I don't know. Love seems to be what it's all about. I don't know. Like, there's this reoccurring theme. So if you can't beat them, join them. Something like that. And that's just what I've always read about. You know, I'm just not very good about talking about this stuff in a normal way. So I just grab the guitar, go to the cabin, do my thing. That's what I do.
Yeah, or I guess I'm not as well spoken about love either.
It's hard.
I'll get there.
Oh yeah, exactly, man. Exactly.
Everyone has their own speed.
Exactly. Just got to just dive in and get your butt whooped and then restart again, to wipe off the dirt and then keep rolling. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Life in general.
Okay, now why don't we play another Barry Wall song?
Okay, after that talk, I feel like we have to play Darling, Are You There? This is as close to a love song as I'll ever get. I don't know, even though I write about that stuff all the time, it's just, I think it's kind of boring just, you know, saying I love you and miss you. That's just not something that's really even on the radio. There's better ways to say that stuff, you know? But Darling, Are You There? That's when I was really missing a girl, and I saw the squirrel, and I thought that was her inside the squirrel trying to talk to me through a squirrel, and I was like, maybe I'm going crazy. Maybe I should just write a song about this and just stop thinking about this. Yeah.
I guess the squirrels here in Guelph are rather adventurous and brave.
They are, and they look like they know all the answers, you know? So sometimes you just feed him a few pieces of bread and you think you're going to get some stuff, but he just takes the bread and he leaves you.
Oh. Hey, you know, why don't we jump into it?
Give her.
So what's the song again?
Darling, Are You There?
Found some chords as delicate as your shoulders. I've been looking for a sign you're there in everything, almost everywhere. Yes, I found you in a squirrel.
You look sad.
Same God like we do. I keep making all these choices and the voices can never be real. Always leave me for dead.
Thank you. the one and only darling. The worlds I've known. Don't hide my love. Don't hide from me.
Cardinelli of Moths and Locusts. You are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario. Through the web at CFRU.ca. Being syndicated in our hometown of Nanaimo, British Columbia, at CHLY 101.7 FM. And online at chly.ca.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the SMK here on CFRU. That was Renard Blanc with Ouroboro off of their 2018 album Nuit, one of my favorite Montreal progressive, or they would, I think they would, they say post-progressive rock.
That's romance. Night, by the way, in case you didn't know.
Hmm?
That's Night, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, in English,
yeah. I'm actually French-Canadian.
Oh, yeah?
No. I know Nuit from Nuit Blanche, you know. That's a party. That's a party.
Mm.
Yeah, so I don't know French at all. Sorry, I'm an idiot.
You lied to me. How could you?
On the air, in front of my people.
My good sentries.
Jeez. You're going to get demoted for that.
I guess you're never coming back on the show again. I liked the back and forth.
What? Oh. Daddy.
Or actually, I did want to mention that I did hear something weird when we played Brian Eno in the first hour, and I did notice that our vinyl player was pitch shifted up, so that's why everything, actually, I guess to me, everything sounded higher pitched. So that period was really weird for me.
I like all my music when I'm higher, so it works out. Bingo.
We're getting close to the ending of this broadcast, still 50 minutes, and still have lots of music that I want to play for my birthday broadcast.
What do you got next for us?
Next up, it's June, and do you know what June is? Can you guess?
It's warm? Warmish?
Well, that's a lie. It's not warm yet.
No,
it's
we're there. Still in third winter, yes. Yes, a promise of spring, though. A promise of spring.
Yeah. It's the beginning of Pride Month.
Oh.
Yeah. And now I can officially celebrate it in a more open way now, having been out
this
for a few months.
This is the first Pride.
In the last few years, I've had Pride-themed broadcasts, but that was, when I was still hidden myself.
When you were still hiding.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, so our next artist is actually a gay artist from Vancouver. Yeah, Vancouver, Devours.
Nice.
Maybe you might like him for his really electronic, beat-driven music.
Sold.
Nice, yeah. So we're going to be playing my favorite piece off his recent album, Iconoclast, on Artifact Records. This is Garnet Graves.
Pictures above the brand. As heaven is wide, I'm floating above an ocean of wax, evading the sun. Of land, the harvest is near. bleed out while you can. Would you still love me without my beard?
Yeah.
That was Other Families with Xylocan off of their late 2018 album Moonrock, which favorite album from 2018 for me, doing their new jazz direction on that album. Yes, I think we're almost finishing off today. Yeah, Kyle, it's been really nice having you.
Quite in. Quite a pleasure. Talking. Thank you for having me, Nicholas. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, we should have you in again, and hopefully we can have you perform on the green screen.
Oh, do you think the green screen? I'm ready for the green screen, but yeah. A little CGI, like Aquaman style, like floating in the water.
We can have him floating in the background.
Let's go. I need a big, strong hunk behind me to Ooh. Sell this music. You know what I'm saying? Let's get in that pride feel.
Yeah, actually, why don't we do that final plug for that show you're going to be making your live debut.
Yeah, your show too. Yeah, it is the live debut. I guess I'm releasing a cassette then as well. June 20th, 8-song cassette named Honeymoon with Mouthfield, G. Michael Thomas, Navi. Yeah, $10. Come get it.
$10 at the Hanaf Club.
Yeah.
On Thursday, June 20th. Put on by me as the SMK concert curation and 3-9s compact cassettes. Physically accessible 19+ venue, safe space event, and no hats. And you can find out more and hear more from all these artists on social medias. More specifically, you can follow 3-9s compact cassettes at 999 tapes, and then SMK Concert Kira. Why don't we now listen to one more Barry Wall song?
Sounds good. This one's Summer's Always So Far, featuring Michael Tremblay, mixed by Juan Miguel Montant.
Excellent. Thanks for coming in, Kyle.
Thank you so much.
This has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program. I am your Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper, with Kyle Bodie. Until next, we behold Prague on and look inward and beyond.
I've only been so far. We're at least as good as We're at least as good as the rest of them.